the beginning of the light. Where darkness spreads, there I will test the faith of those who still believe. The King Supreme. I, the Chronicler of Zion, write these lines by direct mandate of the King Supreme, who entrusted to me a sacred task, to record the events in the life of the House of the Wolf, and in particular, the steps, falls, and victories of Aaron. Let the reader know that every guardhouse has its own chronicler, for the kingdom is vast and its struggles innumerable. Aaron is not the only one called, nor are his battles the only ones worthy of remembrance. Others walk equally difficult paths, others resist similar shadows. Yet my duty is not to compare them or rank them, but to bear faithful witness to the one assigned to me. I do not write because Aaron is the most important, but because I was commanded. These chronicles are born neither of rumor nor myth, but of obedience and truth, so that it may stand recorded that even a single life faithfully observed can reveal the deep designs of the King Supreme. I am the guardian of the ancient archives, witness to the days when fire and shadow contended for dominion over the heavens. Of stones and canticles I preserve memory, and of wars and covenants I now write, so that the children of the light may not forget how it all began. I, Chronicler of Zion, wrote it as I learned it. Even now, when men walk beneath apparent peace, the roots of the world keep the murmur of that ancient conflict. If one lays an ear to the earth, one can hear the echo of thunder and radiance, as though the mountains still remembered the names of the two kingdoms that divided creation, Zion, the kingdom of light, and Bazam, the abyss of fire. In the beginning there was neither night nor day, but a single radiance that enveloped all worlds. It was a living brightness, gentle and powerful, which did not blind, but nourished all it touched. Before time opened its wings and gave names to things, there was a splendor. It was not yet the light we know, but the very presence of the King Supreme, filling everything without limit or shadow. In those days there was not above or below, not before or after, only the motionless fullness of the good. From the heart of the King Supreme sprang the Word, and from the Word were born the spheres, the seas, and the armies of the messengers of light,